Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Whilst undertaking the education process through Wealth Within, students are guided in becoming successful traders by firstly working through a series of skills that will eventually form the backbone of a well back-tested solid trading plan. And it is with this trading plan students can place their confidence to achieve their personal investment goals from the share market. More importantly, however, and perhaps a little less obvious to the outside observer, is the true intention behind our education services. In essence, what we are teaching all our clients is to take responsibility for themselves and their personal wealth. Students who begin to trade successfully learn that there is no use in blaming the market for losses they may incur, but to embrace the trading lifestyle and realize there will be losses and there will also be many wins. The key for any successful trader, however, is to become adaptable to the market conditions and construct a strategy in accordance with the ebbs and flows of the market. Now, I could be wrong here. However, to me, the recent announcement by the Retailers Coalition, headed by Gerry Harvey, to implement a tax on goods bought on overseas websites seems to be a stance taken on the back of a lack of responsibility and inability to adapt, rather than, as the coalition sees it, a defence against job losses and a breakdown of the retail sector. With online sales totaling a mere 3% of retail sales last year, and less than half of these overseas, you really need to question whether talk of severe job losses over coming years, as espoused by the retail coalition, is more fear-mongering than anything. In addition, Assistant Treasurer Bill Shorten has explained that imposing such a tax on overseas sales would actually cost taxpayers more from a collection perspective than it would ever raise. In my mind, successful businesses rely on an effective and competitive business model that benefits and fills the desires of its end customers. Important also is the ability to adapt this business model through economic and consumer sentiment shifts. Yes, there are many online sites that are successful, and yes, many of these are successful due to lower overheads than traditional bricks and mortar stores. However, rather than point the finger and blame the online counterparts, why not take responsibility, look at the business plan or model that's in place, and adapt this to take advantage of the online environment? For example, last year, Harvey Norman, as a business, spent $355 million on advertising. Now, less than 1% of this directed to constructing a decent online store and online presence would well and truly be a step in the right direction to online competitiveness. In other words, look for the inefficiencies in your system and make these efficiencies. Don't blame your competitors for moving with the times. More recently, Gerry Harvey has publicly announced his intentions to extricate himself from the limelight of the Retailer Coalition campaign, citing his surprise at the public backlash he's received, particularly through social media channels, which may again demonstrate the lack of understanding towards today's customers and the means in which the public now communicates. However, this uproar is likely to continue, with Mr. Harvey also putting forward his desire for a two-speed workforce, with employment awarded to overseas immigrants who are, in his own words, prepared to work the same hours for half the pay to enjoy the Aussie lifestyle. Now, don't get me wrong, I do have a lot of respect for the likes of Gerry Harvey and entrepreneurs of his ilk who have built mega successful businesses in this country that are firmly entrenched in the economy and provide employment for thousands of Australian employees. However, when things get tough, don't turn to the government for a handout. Stand up, take responsibility, and like the proverbial chameleon, adapt to this new environment. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.